You're with SBS Radio.
My guest is a legendary singer-songwriter, Kucha Edwards. Welcome to NITV Radio, Kucha.
How are you, Bertrand?
I'm very good, very good, considering the circumstances.
Have you ever heard of the song, Mambo Number 5?
That's a very beautiful one. We were dancing to in the 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. Well, we just had Lockdown Number 5.
The numbers, yeah, they just keep adding up.
And Lockdown Number 5.
Mambo Number 5. At least we can dance to that.
We shouldn't be laughing, should we?
But we have to have a bit of humor.
You have to sort of try to remain positive, Bertrand, and there are people who are suffering from this illness, but you've just got to try and remain positive. But you know, five lockdowns and trying to figure out how your mental health is going. But all you've got to really do is put one foot in front of another. And been fortunate, none of my family or community have contracted the virus, so I'm in a positive sort of frame of mind in that regard, Bertrand.
Yeah, and you're able to actually work hard and produce during this lockdown period. Yes. A new album that was just released and a very powerful single. Take us through this process and the latest releases.
The album is called Circling Time, and the concept of the album Circling Time is somewhat your childhood or your memories tapping you on the shoulder, reminding you of experiences in the past. And as Aboriginal people, we believe that we can tap into the timeline at any juncture, any time we wish. Circling Time, the album, is not only an album, it's a concept. And therefore, there's a theatre show called Circling Time, Songs and Stories, of which I'll take that on the road in 2022. But the single, Singing Up Country, and we're in 2021, but the reality for Singing Up Country was first sort of entered my psyche or my spirit in 2017. I was down in Gippsland in a place called Lakes Entrance doing some songwriting workshops and recording with community members that were interested in the process of how to write and what to write about. And this is the way that I do it. And another guy called Wayne Thorpe was there, Gunai Man, who I've known for nearly 40 years. And then Robbie Bundle, who's the co-CEO of Songlines, was also there. So there was the three of us and the participants. And then all of a sudden, myself, Bobo and Wayne Thorpe, we were sitting there by ourselves, and I had this idea of writing. See, when people do Welcome to Countries or Acknowledgement of Countries, they're specifically in the here and now, people in attendance at that meeting or gathering. Whereas the concept of protocols before Europeans came to this country, when you went to a certain area on country, you had to ask for permission off ancestry. So what you would do, you would, let's say, sing in your language, and what you're actually doing is singing to the ancestors of that space to ask for permission. And that, in a sense, is how the concept of the song came about. It's a very special piece when people listen to not only the intro, but the body, the actual main part of the song. They're sort of put in a because you're listening to English.
Yeah.
And then once it gets to the third installment of the actual piece, you're actually listening to Gunai language. Wayne Thorpe is singing that Gunai language. Wayne is singing a traditional song called Bunjil Narok. The person who first sang that piece was a warrior of the Gunai clans. I don't know which one, but he was the person, or he was the first individual to ever see the tall ships come up the east coast of Australia. And he was the one who ran back to his senior elders and said, "There's ghosts out in the water." So he didn't know what they were. And the elders said, "You need to warn the clans up the coast." And that's where that. So what Wayne is singing is what was sung 251 years ago, Bertrand. And I think when Aboriginal people hear that, it's not only what he's singing about, but in the spirit, it hits a lot of people. What is this? What is he singing? And it moves them to... And if that's what a song does, that's the true essence of what a song is supposed to do. It's an amazing piece of
history.
Music. Yeah.
And when you sing in these songs, there's also the fact that you have the responsibility to protect your family's song line.
I'm one of 12 children to our mum and dad, Bertrand. And in the family, you have people who are bestowed certain responsibilities within their families or their clans. My role in the whole, you know, there are certain family members, it's their role to do all the land council meetings and make sure the country is being cared for. If there are any land issues or negotiations in reference to land, well, they go and do that. I had an older sister who's no longer with us. Her role was to collate and protect all the photos of our family. So she had, you know, boxes and boxes and albums of family photos, you know, dating way back. That was her role. And now my role in my family, I'm ninth youngest of 12 children.
Yeah.
But my role is to protect the family story and the family songline. I hold it with the utmost respect, and I will sing about the injustice. I will sing about our journey. I will write about it, and hopefully when people listen to my songs, they can say to themselves, that lyric or that word or that line resonates with me. I remember going through that. This album, produced by Andy Stewart, up in the hills of Woolamine near Wonthaggi, and then you have Cole Matthews, who played guitar on it, and then you have Marcus Satchell, who played bass, Dean Roberts, who played keys and guitar, rhythm guitar, and Tom Lynch, who played on a couple of keys. And it's been an amazing journey, Bertrand, this album, and hopefully it travels further than me physically. Well, I haven't travelled for 2 years, to be honest. So, yeah, I hope the album travels and leaves these shores and heads to wherever. I'm none too fussed.
Yeah.
Bertrand, but hopefully the album does its own thing, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a very powerful one. And there's also a heart-rending tribute to your mother in the song we sing, Mrs. Edwards.
I wanted to go back to the day that I was 6 years old. I was in grade one. And at Wattle Park Primary School in the eastern suburbs, and we heard a public announcement at the school: "You Edwards kids, you have a visitor at Arana. You need to go home." So we all went home, and see, I'm calling an institution a home, but that's what it was at the time.
Yeah.
And I went home and walked. Well, we all didn't walk through, we ran through the door trying to figure out who this person might be, because there was no indication of who it was. Lo and behold, it's our mother. I was only 18 months when we were removed. I didn't have a physical connection. I I had no memory of my mum. My spirit would have remembered her, but in my intellect, the memory, I had no memory of her.
Yeah.
And it pains me to say that I didn't know who she was, and I was scared of her on that day. And she's no longer with us either, but I know when I recorded the vocal for that song that she entered the space. The producer, Andy Stewart, I came out of the vocal booth, and he wouldn't face me. He wouldn't turn around. And I'm thinking, what's going on, Andy? And he still wouldn't turn around. I was conversing with him, trying to conversate, but he wouldn't enter into the conversation. And I'm sort of thinking, geez, it must have been a bad vocal if that's the case. And he turned around and he was very emotional.
Yeah.
And then I got very emotional, and he said, Kutcher, I've been recording in this studio, not only here, but around the world for over, 20, 25 years. And that, to me, this is what he was saying, it's probably the best vocal I've ever heard. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So,
wow.
And I had to tell him, I said, Andy, it's funny you should, and I use the word funny, it's funny you should say that, because I know that Mum entered the space. And he said, why do you think I'm in the state I am? He said he heard the moment. He heard the moment when my voice changed from delivering a lyric to entering the lyric. And there's a... Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it's an amazing song, if I should say so myself, but...
Yeah,
it's and my family members, they find it hard to listen to the song itself.
It's very powerful spiritual connection.
Because it takes them back to that day, Bertrand.
When you say you want this song to, and you see this song going global, you also had vocalists not only from Australia but also from all over the world.
Yes, that was in We Sing.
Yeah,
we had a lot of people from sending in stuff, not only their vocal, emailing their vocals in via Dropbox, but sending themselves either by iPhone or whatever phone they had, they would send the footage in. As well, there are some very long-time friends, namely Paul Kelly, Judith Durham. There's a woman by the name of Pip O'Brien who was in Europe at the time, so she sent hers in, and everybody who participated in the single We Sing, they did it during lockdown, and to piece together We Sing was a feat that I've never seen before. Over, I think it was, I think there were 70 participants, but doing two vocals each, so that's 140 vocals alone, and different variations of, and Andy had suggested that there were over 270 channels on the one song. Yeah, an amazing feat of
technology
of what he did.
Yeah. Can imagine 270 tracks. That's a lot to manage.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I can imagine. So it's not only a very powerful spiritual historical song, it's also one of technological marvel. Now, before I let you go, Kutcher, one final word to our listeners.
If and when you get the time, you don't have to buy the album. Go and listen to it. And hopefully it inspires you to, in effect, sit down and listen quietly. Don't have it, blaring when there's a party on or when you have people over. Or sit quietly, have a listen. There are songs on there that hopefully take you to the places of your childhood and remind you of the memories you have. Circling Time is an album. not only of 2021 or 2020 when the whole album was recorded, but it takes you back, you know, it takes you back to moments in time that hopefully the album and SBS and NITV Radio, yeah, I don't know, it's just again those pebbles that are dropped in the imaginary pond, and they create a ripple, Bertrand. And hopefully this is a big ripple, and hopefully it, not that we should be asking for tsunamis, but I hope it turns into a tsunami.
Yeah, Kucha Edwards, thank you so much for those powerful words, and stay safe.
Yeah. Stay safe and speak soon, Bertrand. Ta-da.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.